Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 4th of December. This is going to be a quick one. Apologies. I've had Excel traumas this morning. I'm going to blame Art. He fucked it all up. Fucked up the updating overnight. Try to blame Dropbox. I got up at half four. Did everything. And then I should have realised me out, but a bit blurry eyed. Didn't realise nothing had updated from yesterday. And all he did was blame Dropbox. Poor old Dropbox. So I am all behind. But I have got, obviously, Ultimate is out, but it's all my own stuff that I'm behind with. But I have done a quick preview, so I'm going to run you through that, and then that'll be it, and I'll be back tomorrow. Apologies, but I have done the Premier League game. So we have got the old Geordies. We're meant to play Villa. That's off with COVID. Geordies don't know how to behave themselves, see? So there's nothing tonight, so we're then into the weekend fixtures. Burnley home to Everton. Burnley 4.2, the draw 3.6, Everton 2.04. Personally, I think Everton are a bit short, but when they've been priced 2.0 to 2.25, happened 20 times away from home since 2012, the home team has only won three of those. Burnley, obviously, desperate start to the season. They broke their run of six home losses, though, beating Palace last time out. Then got stuffed, obviously, by City last week. Nothing in the game for me. I think they're both struggling. I mean, do you remember when people were talking of Everton winning the league? I think it's going to be a bit, I'll be honest, I think it's going to be a bit of a dire game. It's a game that Burnley can't really afford to lose, and I'm not sure Everton are good enough to win it. So it's one for me that I just cannot get involved in any way, shape or form. I'm quite a big fan of Dyche, so gun to me head, I'd probably like to see Burnley win it. Sorry, Sam Cassidy. City versus Fulham. City this week 1.13, draws 11.5, Fulham 27. City obviously hit their stride last week against Burnley. I said, you know, I think they were 1.18, a low price lay. If they did start slow, they haven't been firing on all cylinders, but they did get the early goal and managed to put that game to bed fairly easily, racking up, was it five? Fulham, fantastic result in the week. I certainly wouldn't have seen Fulham going to Leicester and winning. Went and got a 2-0, got a penalty, actually managed to score it. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know whether Leicester were in their face and up at them. And it was, I think they were 2-0 up quite early, weren't they? At 1.13, I always think these sort of teams are worth a lay at 1.13. City, you know, they may well win 5-0 again, but it's a fairly cheap entry point you can get in. And if they do struggle a little bit early on, then you've got yourself in a nice position. So, you know, a cheap lay of City at 1.13. And obviously, if they do get an early goal, a tactic you can move straight to the sort of 4.5, 5.5 goal markets if they do get an early goal, and look to start to trade those. It's one of those, again, if they get one, the floodgates could open. I have absolutely now no doubt that City will be there at the end, that they were going to hit stride and they'll be in the title race, particularly the way they've sort of started and nobody got a lot of daylight on them. So it's not a match at the prices, but just you can, for 1.13, it's a low risk lay. And as I say, look at the goal markets. If they get one in the first 5-6 minutes, look at the goal markets way ahead. Then we got the old carpet versus the plus ones, haven't we? And you do know the world is going. I mean, 2020 it's a barking year. It's getting more barking every day. When you look at what's going on around the world and over in the States and things, just stuff we've never seen the likes of. And you can throw into that the carpet team up to fifth, the old West Ham in fifth place. David Moyes' West Ham in fifth place. It's worrying, isn't it? It's similar for United against Saints last week for me. This, I think United, again, just a little bit short. 2.12, 3.75 carpet, 3.75 the draw. you know, they went two behind last week at Southampton. That would have traded nicely, laying them and backing them. I think it's similar again. I think this will be a tough game for them. They're just not convinced by them, and it's the whole setup I'm not convinced by. West Ham, obviously, I think that 3-3 that West Ham got at Spurs was a big turning point for them, give them confidence. They seem to have a bit more fight about them this year, keep going. I think this is going to be a tough game for United. I just could not be backing United at 2.12. I'm not sure I want to back West Ham. So for me, lay United, get the draw on side. And it's a lay to back if West Ham take the lead. Then you can trade that nicely. That's what I think with that game there. Chelsea versus Leeds. I can't see past Chelsea. And if Lampard actually gets his managerial brain on and plays Giroud over Abraham, then I think they'll walk this. Good players win matches over time. Chelsea do have good players. Good win midweek. They did have the better of it against Spurs. And I think if Giroud played, they'd probably score. They've not lost the last 10 at home when they've played promoted sides, 1-8 and drawn 2. I think they're a good bet this weekend, 1.57. I know it's an odds-on shot, but I think they are a good bet. Chelsea, Leeds haven't impressed me. I watched a bit of that Everton game. I know everybody's raving about them, but I'm another one. I'm yet to be convinced, and I just think on the numbers that Chelsea at that price is a bet for me. I think Chelsea will win that game. Rubberball versus Palace. Rubberball 305, the draw 3.3, Palace 2.64. Rubberball is West Brom because they just keep bouncing up and down. And West Brom in the bottom six at home, playing bottom six side away, has occurred 8 times in their couple of stints in the Premier League, and 5 have gone under. Palace, when they've been in the bottom six away, playing a bottom six home times, that was 7 times, and 5 of those have gone under. Those in ultimate, we've got a nice Poisson number for unders. I think at 1.73, under 2.5, here is a big price. Not a bet people like. You need 3 goals to lose it, so you can also trade it, you know, as the game goes, if it, no goals early on. For me, it's a back of under 2.5 and trade from there. I guess cue the 2-2 half time. It's just to be typical. But no, I think both these teams are going to struggle to score goals, and this will be a war of attrition. And on the numbers, looking at it, then yeah, the unders is definitely value still, even at 1.73. Sheffield United versus Leicester. Sheffield United, for me, have to win this game. Otherwise, they can start planning for life in the Championship. I think if they go to get to the end of this weekend and they have still only got 1 point out of 11 games, then I think that is pretty much curtains for them. They're so far from the team of last season that you can't get involved, because you know, last season they were up there challenging for the top six, had a fantastic home record. This season, drawn 1, lost 9, scored 4 goals, let in 16. Haven't really seen how they've been playing. I do like Chris Wilder. I've got Lee, FTS member, one of my best mates, is a Blades fan, so I'd like to see him get on a run, but it's getting detached now, and if they lose this, I think that is it. You might as well chalk them off. Genuinely, I think it would be an absolute miracle for them to get out of it if they've got 1 point after 11 games. So I can't back United. I don't want Leicester. I told you I watched 30 minutes of Leicester versus Liverpool. I thought they looked dreadful. Obviously, they've gone on then and lost against Fulham. So again, it's just a watching brief for me, and I guess a little fingers crossed and hope the Blades get something and start to try and haul themselves out of there. They certainly weren't a team I would have had going down at the start of this season. Right, Let's do Liverpool Wolves. We've got Liverpool Wolves, Liverpool 1.56, the draw 4.4, Wolves 7.2. Wolves may well be the sort of team that break Liverpool's own run, particularly a weakened defence at Liverpool. When you do start digging in the numbers, backing away, Wolves away has produced 31.89 points profit since they came up, but 25 of that was in one game away to City. I think another 9 points was away to Tottenham early on. Not having a bet, Wolves when the home, Liverpool are 1.56, when the home team's priced between 1.5 and 2, Wolves have only won 1 of 6. But I just got a feeling that run has to end, obviously. You know, no run goes on forever. And this could just be the sort of team to break that run. Wolves, some of the personnel they've got, if Traore's playing well, against a weakened Liverpool back line, the win at Arsenal giving them confidence. Not having a bet, but just one. I feel that this could be the sort of team that would do it if any team's going to do it. I wouldn't want to be lumping on Liverpool at 1.56, and it just could be that game. And then we've got the old North London derby. Look out Monday if we win. Yeah, there won't be an Arsenal fan within. Everybody, they'll all left FTS, they'll all have gone to other services. The podcast numbers will be down. Look out, we're at the top of the league. Will I still be singing it? And looking down on the nation. Tottenham 8-0, isn't it? No, I mean, it's a London derby, isn't it? They're always tough. Arsenal will be buoyed by the midweek performance. I don't think they've won at Spurs since, 2014? A couple of thousand fans in. I'm not sure whether that will have any impact whatsoever. The Spurs team, son, they all look nothing like the team that played last night. But the facts are, and that's all you can deal in, is Spurs have played teams sitting in and around Arsenal's position. You take the sort of three or four positions in the middle of the table there, 28 times in the last 5 years, and they've won 21 of them. Arsenal have been poor. I don't think Arteta is the man personally, but that's just me. Aubameyang not firing, signed a 350k a week contract, didn't he, and seems to have gone missing. There's another gooner that did that, don't there? But it is a derby. Arsenal may well turn up, but I personally expected Tottenham to be. Somebody asked me in the week what do I think, and I said I think there'll be a touch odds, and I thought Spurs would be about 1.85 for this game. So quite surprised to see them just over even money. Jose will set them up tough to beat. So you know what, Arsenal have scored 10 goals. Tottenham have got a great defensive record. I think Arsenal are going to find it hard to break Tottenham down. And I expect us to score. So I do think Tottenham will win this game. As I say, it's a derby, and I'll be butterflies on Sunday, but I do think that Tottenham will win the game, and I do think there's value in the price. So that is the... We obviously have Brighton, Southampton on Monday. I'll have a look at that Monday. I've got a couple of other bits just looking. I think, and again, those of you who've got Ultimate with the Poisson, I think Atletico Bilbao tonight look a really good bet home to Celta. Atletico Bilbao home to Celta in Spain. And a couple of trades in France. Let me just get when the games are up, because I didn't put those down over the weekend. The Atletico Bilbao game is tonight. But France, French League One, Montpellier, Paris Saint-Germain, over 2.5 goals is short, about 1.56, a bit of a gappy market, but I think that's good value. Again, I would let the game start there and get involved if it was sort of 0-0 10 minutes onwards. Montpellier, Paris Saint-Germain, over 2.5, and the other one in France was... DL will be taking the piss. I can't say it. I don't know why. Nantes. Nantes. I'll say it that way, then I've got it, haven't I? Nantes versus Strasbourg, 1.98216. Again, a gappy market. It's going to go off around about 204, 206. So Nantes versus Strasbourg, another at Sunday at 2. That's another 2.5 trade trip that in. I will have some other stuff over the weekend when I've done all my other bits, but that's just sort of off the ultimates and Poissons. I think Atletico Bilbao, good bet tonight for a home win, and Montpellier and Nantes trade in the 2.5 goals. Montpellier obviously is short because they're playing Paris, so you may just want to wait a little bit and let that price go up and then get involved. Okay, that's it. Apology, I've got nothing else. Nothing else I've got. Not got time to talk about anything else. I've got stuff to crack on and do. Old Art, he'll be going, he's having a go at me again. He's having a go. Yes, I am, Art. I've got to blame somebody. It didn't fact it all up. Hope you all have a great weekend. Hope you have a good weekend. I'll be back, as I say, tomorrow. Thick of football. I'm looking forward to it again. Get everything done, and then you've got a nice weekend of soccer to get involved with, all culminating with the old London Derby, the old North London Derby. Look out Monday. Tune in. I'll be singing away. Whatever the result, I'll be singing away. Whatever the result, I'm away. I'm not like you lot old Arsenal fans get all sourpuss. I'm upbeat. Let's get on with it. It's a game of football. Right, enjoy yourselves, guys. Thank you always for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.